Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. In coming to her, he said, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will be conceived in the womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" An angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also received a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Today we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Holy Rosary. From history, we can witness through the reciting rosary, they went so many battles. And at operation at Fatima and Lourdes, the people was advised to say the rosary. In the beginning, the rosary comprised of three mysteries: the joyful, the sorrowful, and the glorious mystery. By the time of Pope John Paul II, yet the fourth one, the life of Jesus. Anyway, from the very beginning, people used to, especially people in the religious house, they used to say the Psalms. Since some of the brothers did not study Latin, they could not say the Psalms in Latin. So instead, they say the Hail Mary Trinity time. That's why the rosary prayer It's also part of the church prayer. Instead of Latin, of the psalm, and we say Hail Mary. That's more important. The prayer itself is to praise the Lord. When we say the prayer, especially the rosary, we meditate on the mysteries. So it's a time of silence, of meditating. By the time you recite the Hail Mary, in our mind, it's entered into the story of the scripture. So it's a kind of meditation. Our Heavenly Mother knows that we don't have so much patience to say our prayer. But no matter how she advises us, express your interpretation in Nur and Fatima. He asks his people to say the rosary. Today also, we are wise to say the rosary. Not just to say the prayer of Hail Mary, but meditating on the mysteries. It's a time of silence. So let us today spend some time during the daytime, say the rosary by meditating. We don't have to rush. If you can't have enough time, just stop wherever you are. It's important that our mind is entered into the life of Jesus. That's the most important thing. Also, we can dialogue with the Lord. When we hold the rosary, just imagine we hold the hand of Heavenly Mother. We say the rosary together. We meditate together. Heavenly Mother is by our side. We thank these mysteries of the rosaries that we can also enter into the life of Jesus. So together with Mary, we are one with the Lord.